From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. The Taliban has formally confirmed the death of the group's founder, Mullah Omar. An Islamist movement statement Thursday says Omar died of illness but gave no details of when or where, saying only his health deteriorated over the last 15 days of his life. The announcement sheds no new light on whether a statement Wednesday from the Afghan government is correct in saying Omar died 2 years ago. A Pakistani statement earlier Thursday said the next round of Afghan peace talks had been postponed at the request of the Afghan Taliban leadership. Pakistan, which hosts the talks, said it remains hopeful the Taliban leadership will stay engaged in the peace process. In Washington, the White House said the reports of Omar's death appeared credible and that U.S. intelligence authorities are looking into the circumstances of his death. The U.S. economy advanced a solid 2.3% in the April to June period after a harsh winter with a small gain. The Commerce Department reported Thursday that a surge in consumer spending and new export gains pushed the world's largest economy ahead in the second quarter. U.S. consumer spending, which accounts for 70% of the country's economy, picked up markedly during the spring months in the U.S., advancing 2.9% compared to the 1.8% growth in the January to March period. U.S. analysts are looking for further growth of the overall economy in the last half of the year, possibly increasing to 3%, with consumer spending continuing to grow as employers continue to hire more workers. This is VOA News. Investigators are trying to determine whether a piece of airplane debris found on a French Indian Ocean island is part of the Malaysia Airlines jet that mysteriously vanished in March 2014. The approximately 2-meter-long fragment, which appears to be a wing component, known as a flaperon, was discovered Wednesday on a beach on Reunion Island near Madagascar, more than 3,500 kilometers from where the Boeing 777 was last heard from. French aviation expert Xavier Tittleman has examined photos of the part and tells VOA he is confident it belongs to a 777.
We only found one match. It was with the flaperon of the Boeing 777. It was not only the shape that matched, but also the holes for the connection in it.
Australian Deputy Prime Minister Warren Truss, who has been leading the search for the plane off the southeast, or rather make that the southwest coast of Australia, called the discovery a potential breakthrough.
It's been in the water for a year and a half now, and it's moved, obviously, a considerable distance. So it won't be all that helpful in pinpointing precisely where the aircraft might be located. But if this wreckage is linked to MH370, it'll certainly confirm that the aircraft has gone into the water in the Indian Ocean area.
Eric Van Siebel, an oceanographer at Imperial College London, studies how debris travels across the ocean and says that investigators may be able to use ocean currents and wind patterns to determine a rough location for the crash site.
And that's not an easy task to do because over 17 months, the ocean is so chaotic and it is so much turbulent that actually if you start out somewhere and you backtrack where the plane might have hit the water, you end up with an area that's probably a few hundred miles in diameter.
Such projections, however, would take a significant amount of time. The Malaysia Airlines flight, which was carrying 239 people, took off from Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, March 8, 2014, on its way to Beijing. An al-Qaeda affiliate abducted an American-trained rebel commander and seven of his fighters in northern Syria just days after they deployed to the war-torn country. The midweek kidnapping is being seen by analysts as a setback to Washington's effort to shape an insurgent force able to combat Islamic State extremists and is likely to complicate plans for a safe zone in northern Syria. A few hundred migrants have tried once again to enter the Eurotunnel terminal in Calais, France, in a week of chaotic attempts to get from continental Europe to Britain. The number of people attempting to enter the tunnel was less than earlier in the week. Monday night saw 2,000 people, and on Tuesday night, more than 1,500. French authorities deployed more than 100 riot police late Wednesday to bolster security personnel. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.